look at me. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. You'll spread out your wings and take to the sky. Up your cry, or your papa and your mammy sound time, and the living is easy. Catfish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your pap is red, your mam is good looking. Come on, honey, now go to sleep. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. Little technical problem there. I was having him to tend to get that thing back. I keep running into it. Jack put it too close there. I'm just as informal up here, folks, as I would be if y'all were at my house, and I can't help that. If y'all want me to quit, I'll leave the stage. All right, I won't quit then. I ain't got no better sense than to be Doc Watson, as I... I wasn't born Doc Watson. I was born Arthel Lane Watson, and somebody stuck that name on Doc on me when I was 18, and I couldn't lose it some way. It was like a chewing gum that gets on the bottom of your foot and you can't get it off. I forgot I need to tell one little tale. This might not be a lie. I heard a preacher tell it. Supposedly it's not. Military chaplain, not too long after World War II, was walking through a huge cemetery where a whole bunch of the veterans had been laid to rest that gave their lives for our freedom. And he heard somebody swearing and saying some words he shouldn't be saying over a grave way over at the other side, but he couldn't see what was going on. And when he got to where he could see, this guy was knelt down on one knee with an elbow propped on a grave and pounding the grave with his fist. And he said, I won't say the word he said, why did you have to die? When you was alive, my life was full of pleasure and satisfaction. But since you've gone and left this world, my life's full of total misery. I can't live any longer, it seems like. And the chaplain said, sir, what on earth? Who's buried there? My wife's first husband. You know, honey, if you're married to a man that had another one before you, be good to him. It doesn't apply if you get to it. Anyway, let's get away from that. Here's a song that was recorded in the country music sessions, the Bristol sessions they call them, by a fellow named Claude Brent. And I never heard of the bluegrass version of In the Pines before I heard this. I was about six, maybe five, just 5 years old when I first heard this. And that old gruff voice of Claude singing that song, I can still hear it in my mind. In fact, is somebody put it on the CD, they found the record. Anyway, to get back to it, you might find that on the Bristol Sessions. In the Pines, and it, I can't sing it the way Claude did it, the way down there. I'll try to sing it, and I may do the hooing that the bluegrass boys did on it when Bill Monroe recorded, but I can't do the harmony on it. The hooing, and Richard don't sing. I won't say he can't, but he won't.